Missouri voters approved Proposition A, enacting a new statewide paid sick leave law that will take into effect May 1, 2025, barring any legal challenges. I wanted to take this opportunity to dive into it because this sick leave law that's going into effect in Missouri is very similar to what's in California and New York and many other states, and is on the ballot in many, many more states. It's likely going to become the norm across most employment in the United States. This is a good opportunity to get your head around it. If you're in Missouri, you need to prepare for it. This is the Don't HR Alone podcast, presented by People Processes, and I'm your host, Rami Alijeel, CEO of People Processes. We dive into compliance issues, leadership, best practices that you need to scale your organization, and that means taking care of your people. We're going to talk about this new law now. It applies to all private employers in Missouri. However, certain employees are excluded from coverage, those engaged in education, charitable, religious, or nonprofit activities, foster children, foster care organizations, and any employer in retail or service with annual gross sales below $500,000. Okay? So less than that. Also prisons, if that matters. Okay? Those are all going to be exempt from this law. For everybody else, beginning May 1, 2025, eligible employees will accrue a minimum of 1 hour of paid sick leave for every 30 hours worked. That comes out to about 40 hours or 1 week per year, 5 days. Any employer that has more than 15, you can limit the amount that employees can take in a year to 56 hours. That's more. All other employers may limit them to 40 hours of paid sick leave time annually. Employers may provide paid sick leave as it's accrued, so when they work 30 hours, they get an hour, or they can front load all of those earned paid sick leave that the employee is expected to accrue in a year at the beginning of the year, right? So you can just give them 40 hours if they're full-time, 20 if it's half, or you can accrue as you go. At the end of the year, employers must generally allow employees to carry over up to 80 hours of unused paid sick time into the next year. So year one, they accrue 40, working exactly full-time. They take no time. The next year, they're going to start with 40. They can accrue 40 again and carry over all 80 of those and then keep accruing. Their balance would reach as much as 120, but then at the end of that year, it would drop back down to 80, okay? Employers who choose the carryover option may still limit an employee to using no more than either that 40 or 56 hours in a given year if they would like. The employer may pay an employee for unused sick time that's earned beyond that as well if they want to pay them out. But if you choose to pay out instead of carry over employees on unused sick time, you must provide the employees with the amount of paid sick time that meets or exceed the requirements for immediate use at the beginning of the year. So if you want to do payout and not allow carryover, you got to do front loading. You can't do it as they work. I know, it's complicated. Most companies are going to choose to accrue hours worked, right? Every hour they're going to get whatever, 30 divided by 0.33-ish hours, or 0.033 hours of sick leave for every hour they work, 1/30th of an hour, and it's going to work out. The sick leave has to be able to be used broadly. It can be used for mental or physical injuries, illness, health conditions, diagnosis, treatment, preventative medical care, care of a family member, closure of the employee's place of business due to a public health emergency, or of a child's school or place of care has been closed for the same. Necessary absence due to domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking, provided the leave is to allow the employer or employee's family members to obtain medical attention, victim services, psychological or other counseling, relocation, or legal services. So it's both domestic violence and sick leave and family sick leave are all the reasons to use that. Written notice about the new paid sick law must be given to employees within 14 calendar days of their employment, of the commencement of their employment, or on April 15th, 2025. Whichever is later. So after April 15th, they got to be given to it within 2 weeks of their start date, otherwise by April 15th. Missouri DOL is going to publish a model notice and poster, which will be added to your state posters that you should keep updated every year. If you're a CHR client with us, if you're one of our clients, we provide those for you. Earned paid sick leave should be provided on an employee's request. The request can be made orally, in writing, or by electronic means, or in any other manner acceptable to the employer. It should include expected duration of the absence, if possible. You can require employees to make a good faith effort to provide reasonable notice of their foreseeable use of earned paid sick leave and to schedule their leave so that it does not unduly disrupt employer operations, and to provide notice as soon as practicable for unforeseeable use. That's how the language should go. Okay. If the paid sick time lasts more than 3 consecutive workdays, you may require reasonable documentation to confirm the need for that amount of time. A written statement from the employee affirming that the employee is taking leave for a qualifying purpose may be sufficient, or you may require some sort of doctor's note, but employers may not require the documentation to explain the nature of any illness, the details of the underlying health needs, or the details of domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking in order to do that. So right now it's looking like you can require an attestation, but not necessarily any sort of details around the leave itself. It's going to vary. There's a lot of lack of clarity in this, okay? But it does state that you can't require to explain the nature of any illness, okay? You can't require them to find a replacement worker, and they can use the sick time in the smallest increment that your payroll system can use to to account for absences. You got to retain records documenting the hours worked by the employees and the earned paid sick time for at least 3 years, okay? So those are some of the key pieces on there. So that's the broad strokes of the law. 1 hour for every 30 hours worked, must allow carryover up to 80 hours. You can limit the amount used to either 40 or 56 hours in a year, family sick or domestic violence as the reasons out. This is a very common setup. If your system doesn't support accruing by hour work, time to find a new system. If they're salaried, you can assume 40 hours a week if they're a full-time salary or whatever it is that you've kind of developed for that salary. You can just assume that. But if you have a timekeeping system and it's an hourly employee, much easier to accrue by the hour. I don't recommend putting in a bucket at front. Some older systems, it's a little bit easier to do that, right? If you're doing this all by a spreadsheet, everybody just gets 40 hours. But it can put you in a bad position because once you accrue it and give it to them, they can use it. So if you give everybody 40 hours in January and they use all their sick leave in January, you can't get it back. They're gone, okay? So it is something they, once you give it to them, it's theirs, especially with this carryover provision. So it's normally better to accrue by hour work. Or in the case of a salaried employee, 40 hours a week, let them accrue that 1.33 hours per week worked in your system, but as they go, as opposed to lump summing it. But you can do it either way you want. I hope this is a interesting little deep dive for you. If you're in some other state that requires this, you know, this is probably very similar to how it works in those states like New York and California, though they have some variations and some details there you should check out. If you have questions about that, drop them down in the comments below. You can also book a meeting with me if you're a U.S.-based employer with more than 10 employees. You get a 30-minute free consult with me. I'll be happy to discuss anything around this law or anything else that you need to scale and grow your people processes. Thanks for taking the time to listen. Have a great day. Go out there, get your work done, and don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment. Thanks.